Sexpots is the podcast your headphones were invented for. I'm Katie, and every Monday you can join me and my fellow sexpots, Bitsy.
Is that illegal? Probably.
Well, you were driving, or they were driving.
I was driving.
And G.
The most glamorous I've ever got was on a cricket pitch.
Wow.
I mean, even then, it was a stone's throw from a Wetherspoons.
Think of us less as a podcast and more as the open-minded friend who never spares the details. Every episode, we'll pull four titillating topics out of our sex pot and talk about our experience on that subject. Search Sex Pots wherever you get your podcasts and let us talk dirty to you.
One, two.
Stop doing that. My name's Ian Chambers. I love wrestling and I love my girlfriend, but my girlfriend doesn't love wrestling. But this podcast is going to change all that, isn't it?
No.
On the Secret Recordings Network, welcome to I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. I'll show her wrestling till she's won over. Even when she's completely hungover, it's Boozy Bobby Hall.
Why am I boozy?
We're both a bit boozy last night, weren't we?
Yeah. Ian did karaoke.
We don't need to talk about the fact that I smashed Boom Shake the Room again.
Yeah, you got the crowd going, didn't you? In fact, I might have a video of it. Shall I play some audio?
No. Let's press play on here.
What have we got today?
Oh, baby. Last week, I showed you The Rock versus Mankind in an I Quit match at Royal Rumble 1999. I forgot how brutal the ending of that match was. It was hard to watch.
And I said I was going to Google it, and I didn't Google it. Not because you told me not to, but just because as soon as the podcast was finished, I remembered actually I don't care about wrestling, so I wasn't interested enough to Google it. But if you got the answer for me now, I would like...
The match ended with Mankind supposedly saying the words, I quit! Yeah,
but he didn't say it though, did he? It came out of somewhere else.
You thought it was from the tannoy, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I asked you listening to get in touch and let us know what actually happened. Loads of you did. Thank you, Wardy, Randy, Michael, Greg, Mikey, and Albert.
What a nice bunch of names. Wardy, Randy, Michael, Greg, Mikey, and Albert.
Yeah, it was a recording of an earlier interview with Mick where he said the words, I will not say I quit.
It didn't sound like that. I don't know why you keep doing that weird voice.
So they clipped the I will not say off the clip and just played, I quit.
Why, because he passed out?
Yeah, so The Rock cheated.
How did he cheat?
Because he knocked out Mankind.
Yeah.
Oh, you hear the glass shatter then.
Was he supposed to win then?
No, don't worry about it.
The Rock cheated.
Vince McMahon played I Quit through the tannoy.
Oh, you spit in my face.
Right, you heard the glass break because the rattlesnake.
No, we're moving on. Pause it.
Oh, for God's sake.
Pause it.
What?
Okay, so...
Right.
No, let me ask my question.
The Rock knocked out Mankind.
Yeah, but actually...
He was part of an alliance.
Wait, listen to me.
Yes, no, as part of the storyline, he knocked out Mankind as part of the storyline. As part of the storyline, to screw Mankind over, Vince McMahon, who was working with The Rock at the time...
So I was right.
...played, I quit.
So I was right.
I think so, yeah.
What do you mean you think so?
Yes, you're right.
So was Mankind actually knocked out?
No.
Fine. Well, he didn't cheat then, did he? Because if you knock...
He cheated in the storyline.
Well, he didn't, because if you knock him out, then obviously you've won.
No, because it was an I Quit match. Anyway, we're moving on.
Well, you should win by default if you knock them out.
Now, of course, the theme over the past few weeks has been hardcore. You love a bit of hardcore wrestling. You love a bit of violent wrestling. There's been a bit of a trend I've been picking up on. You start to react the most when you see blood.
Yeah, because it's real.
So this week, it's King of the Ring 1998. It's the man you once saw born from an explosion, Kane.
Oh, God.
Versus your second favourite wrestler, the Texas Rattlesnake, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He's just a big old hunker man, isn't he, Steve?
Yeah, he is. Steve...
He's into his arm.
One sec. Steve is the WWF champ. He's defending the title here in a first blood match.
Oh.
First person to bleed loses the match.
Yeah, but this isn't going to be real blood then, is it?
Yes.
You're going to have those little popping things that you were telling me about.
I've never told you about. I told you the razor blade, the actual head.
Right.
Anyway, if Kane loses, he's agreed that he'll set himself on fire.
Why would you agree to that?
Because Kane loves a bit of flame.
Well, then it's not a forfeit then if he likes it so much.
So the first person...
I hate Kane.
Why do you hate Kane?
Because Kane makes no sense. He makes no sense. I hate things that don't make sense. Can't just be born from a flame.
He'd been born before that. That was just him.
He just came out of a flame.
Came out of an explosion.
Yeah, what do you mean he just came out of an explosion? It doesn't make any sense.
Go back in the archives if you want to hear what we're talking about. It was the Buried Alive match between Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Undertaker.
Nonsense.
Steve and Kane are already going back and forth in the middle of the ring. Kane picks up Stone Cold Steve Austin.
High energy this match.
Austin throws Kane over the top rope. What do you make of Kane's outfit?
Don't like it. I don't like Kane. Who is Kane again? Is Kane one of those ones that has two
people? He's the one who used to be the evil dentist.
Oh, Isaac Yankem.
Yeah.
He must have been so buzzing when he got upgraded to Kane.
Oh, God, you would be, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Steve is tanned at this point.
Very tanned, very well groomed.
He's very well groomed.
What's that?
Oh, my God. The Hell in a Cell is coming down from the ceiling. Why is that coming down? This isn't a Hell in a Cell match.
Where's... Remember when I thought it was Hell in a Cell?
Yep, another episode. If you want to check out the Mankind versus Undertaker Hell in a Cell episode, that was right near the beginning of when we started.
I don't remember what happened in any of the matches.
Kane throws Stone Cold Steve Austin into the steel steps. He bounces off hip first.
What happens in a Hell in a Cell again?
You are stuck in the cell. That's the whole point. It's like...
You have to try and get out.
No, it's meant to be like the end of a rivalry. It's like there is no escape from each other. It's you two locked inside of a cell like a hamster.
But how do you win then? Just not like normal?
Yeah, like normal. So the cell is coming down, but this is not scheduled to be a Hell in a Cell match. Like I said, it's a first blood match. Oh my God, Kane's trying to hold Steve under the cell that's lowering onto his head.
Yeah, but I bet it's not actually that heavy though.
Oh God, it's like 100,000 tons of steel.
No, it's not 100,000 tons of steel. It's a bit of barbed wire.
I always used to think when I saw first blood match, like, you could accidentally cut yourself and
what
bleed.
Do you mean?
It must be hard when you're in a wrestling match to not bleed.
Well...
Because you're getting thrown around.
Well, that's our point of the match, isn't it?
Yeah, but
you... Try not to bleed.
No, but what I'm saying is...
He's got blood on his back already.
No, he hasn't. That's not blood. It was water.
He's got blood on his back. That is red.
Don't count.
Why not?
Don't
count. Ridiculous. Cancel the whole thing.
Oh.
You literally just said, if you get first one to spill blood, he's got blood all over him. And is no one going to comment on that?
Maybe. I think it needs to be on your face. I think your face needs to bleed. Oh.
No, you're just changing the... You're moving the goalposts and I'm not happy. There's some blood right there, but
again, as we said... Hold on.
Oh, it's got to be on your face or your head. They've definitely just changed those rules because... Also, what a ridiculous thing. Kane's an advantage because he's got loads of hair.
And he's got a mask on.
And he's got a mask on. So if he got blood on his head, it'd be less obvious than if Steve Austin got it on his head because he's bald.
So this is crazy. The cell is now being raised again from the ring.
Yeah, that's really fun.
Kane was hanging onto it and getting carried up in the air and Steve just pulled his ass down to the floor.
Whole thing, they've ruined the rules, they've changed the rules.
No, the rules are to lose, you've got to bleed from your head or your face. You just heard JR
say
that.
They've got little razor blades with them, then.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
where on earth is Steve hiding his blade? Because he's only wearing tiny little pants, and I can't imagine he wants a little blade in his pants.
Why not?
Because it could cause damage. He's gonna do a tombstone.
Steve has taken Kane. Oh, up to the entrance ramp. Kane just elevated Austin, flipped
that?
Him over.
Who's that? With Vince McMahon.
Woman called Sable.
Who's Sable?
She's
Flavour of the Week.
Yeah. Sable was Vince's Flavour of the Week.
Hate Vince. Does everyone hate Vince?
I don't think everyone hates Vince. I just think
people.
You hate.
Do you annoy anyone else the way he annoys me?
Why does Vince annoy you so much?
I've never forgiven him after the whole Linda thing.
That was a storyline.
I just don't like him. I think he's self-centered.
Oh! You know, Kane suplexes Steve Austin onto the entrance ramp. Paul Bearer is standing there.
I thought Paul Bearer was Undertaker's man.
Yeah, but Undertaker and Kane are brothers, so Paul Bearer is Kane's guy as well.
Is he? And what does he do again? I thought he used to carry...
He's the manager.
I thought he carried the Undertaker's special urn.
That was back in the day.
Oh, God, I can't keep up.
Shall we play our game?
Yeah. Oh! We've not told everyone about the new fridge.
Oh, before we play the game, talk about the fridge.
We've got a new fridge. It doesn't moo anymore, and we don't have to turn it off all the time. So Ian doesn't keep ruining all of our food.
Yeah, if you were one of our day oneers, you would have heard our initial episodes. We'd have a fridge.
Our mooing fridge.
We had a fridge that mooed.
A fridge that mooed, and Ian turned it off all the time, and he forgot to turn it back on, so we had to throw food away all the time.
Yeah, I had to turn it off when we recorded podcasts, but now we've got a shiny new fridge.
A brand new, do you want to hear it? it not move?
Take a mic over to the fridge.
Yeah, let's just hear it. Listen to how quiet this is. Nah, that was Ian. Just lovely silence. There you go.
I'll tell you what.
Our smoke alarm is broken there and that keeps beeping. That's annoying.
I'll tell you what, I don't think there's ever been a podcast in the history of podcasts where somebody got to hear the inside of a quiet fridge.
Well, here we are.
That's what we do. All right, let's play Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. Dig it! Ooh, yeah. Okay, this is Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. I'm going to give you the name of a wrestling character, and all you got to do is tell me whether or not you believe that character ever really
existed.
Just to clarify, a gimmick generally refers to a wrestler's in-ring persona, character, behaviour, attire, and or other
distinguishing traits that they may have.
Don't yawn.
Sorry.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Real gimmick.
Jake the Snake debuted in WWF in 1986. Menacing, intimidating, and totally hypnotic in the ring, Jake the Snake Roberts was a wrestler capable of taking you down physically as well as psychologically. Jake the Snake would slither to the ring with a monstrous python called Damien, which of course would strike fear in his opponents. On several occasions, Jake's snake actually bit his enemies in the ring. Jake the Snake Roberts, real gimmick or fake gimmick?
As I said, real gimmick.
Why are you saying real gimmick?
Because I know about Jake the Snake.
How do you know about Jake the Snake?
I just do. I don't know how I know. I just do.
So you think there was a wrestler that came to the ring with a monstrous python?
Yeah.
That bit his enemies?
I'm sure we've spoken about Jake the Snake before.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm sure we've spoken about him before.
I don't think we have.
Well, how do I know about him then?
Why do you know he's real? I ain't said that yet.
Because I just do.
All right, Jake the Snake is a real gimmick.
Yeah, we've done it before.
Well, no, we haven't, and I ain't got a backup either, so nice one.
I know. We have. I think we've had a conversation about him before when we were talking about things that people used to bring in as props, and you said, one man bought a snake in.
Should we get back to the match?
Are you really disappointed about that?
Yes.
Do you know what else you did as well? Because last week I was like, you give loads of information when you make them up. You deliberately put extra information in.
Yes, I did, yeah.
I know you inside and out.
That's why we're getting married.
Try and get past me. Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, dig it, dig it, dig it. We're back in the first blood match. Steve has got Kane with his neck on the middle rope. He bounces across and slams his throat down into that rope.
That would hurt, wouldn't it? No one wants to get punched in the throat.
Nobody wants that. Who do you think's winning this first blood match? Remember, Austin is
the
champion.
I think Austin's going to win.
I think Austin's going to win, yeah.
No one wants to get punched in the throat. It's like me earlier when I was choking on that sarnie.
Yeah, I thought you were going to pass out.
You didn't, because you just sat there and watched for a good
What are you supposed
minute.
To do when someone's choking on a bacon sarnie?
Slap me on the back.
I said, drink your orange juice.
How can I drink? Why would I drink orange juice if I'm choking and my throat was blocked?
It'll wash it down.
No. Does his mask ever come off?
Later on in his career, it was a massive moment when Kane's mask finally came off. But
really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you show me that one?
Oh my God.
That was quite hard, wasn't it?
Steve Austin just hit Kane in the face with a fan. Not a wrestling fan, an actual, like, blowy-blowy fan.
A blowy-blowy fan. Oh, I hate it when you can see their little willies.
Why, whose little willy can you see?
Kane's.
Kane's Kane.
Yeah, it's Candy Kane. It looks like that as well.
It's not in the shape of a candy cane, is it?
It is. A little swirly, weird thing. Now you're joking.
No. Kane's swirly weird thing. You can't talk about it like that. Kane's on the top rope. He's about to jump off. Clothesline from the top rope to Stone Cold Steve Austin. At least you know you are guaranteed blood in this, and you love blood.
It's coming at the end of the match. Do you know what I mean?
I haven't thought this through, have I?
No. They've got to go through all this boring stuff, and then when the blood actually comes, it's over.
Oof. There's Vince and Sable watching from afar.
Why is he in the nosebleed seats?
Probably just wants to keep away from Austin, because Austin used to beat him up all the time.
Really? Well, that would never happen in real life either.
Oh! Stone Cold Steve Austin is kicking Kane in the head and throat. That looks vicious.
That was smaller on the chest area.
Kane's in trouble here. Head slammed off the turnbuckle.
Why is he kicking him in the testicle? That's not going to make him bleed on the face. He's wasting his energy.
Can you understand why Austin was so incredibly popular?
Oh, God, yeah. Look at the size of his thighs.
Not just that, though, is it? It's his whole movement. It's the way he looks.
He's got charisma.
Yeah, he has.
The men want to be mates with him. The women want to be with him. That sort of guy.
That is it. Oh, no.
For God's sake. What is he doing here?
Mankind's here again.
Piss off, Mankind.
Mankind's got involved.
Who invited him?
No one. It's God. That guy who rocks up to the party.
Yeah, that's
there.
Exactly it. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. The cell's coming down again. Which is going to trap Mankind,
why
Steve.
Why is Mankind bleeding, like?
Stunner! Stone Cold Stunner! He hits Mankind with a stunner, flips the bed, turns around, Kane grabs him.
Is Mankind and Kane friends?
Must be working together. Stunner on Kane! The most iconic wrestling move in wrestling history. The Stone Cold Stunner.
Though, is he?
Yeah, but now he's going outside. Oh, my God!
Turn it off. Turn it off.
It's
I'm
the Undertaker.
You've stitched me up.
The Undertaker's
Why
coming out.
Why is he up so fat? He's put on a bit of timber in this one.
Why is the Undertaker coming out? Undertaker's coming out.
Why is he so overweight?
Undertaker with a steel chair. Oh!
So
oh
it's
my God.
Three against one.
Oh, my God. Undertaker came out to help, but Austin ended up clocking Steve in the head with a steel chair by mistake.
He came out to help Austin?
He came out to help Austin.
I thought he was Kane's brother.
Yeah, but they're not friends.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
Guys,
I'm so annoyed that he's in this.
No, Undertaker.
Oh, no, he's bleeding.
My God. Austin's bleeding.
So he's lost.
What's happening?
Was that an accident?
Taker's come out and hit him by mistake. Oh, no.
Was that an accident? What is he doing?
He's getting the fire ready. He's setting fire to the referee. Why is...
Hang on a minute. You can't just set fire to the referee. This is mental.
Why did Undertaker pour gasoline over L. Ebner?
Oh.
Kane's up.
What's going on?
Oh, and he... Oh.
Austin's already bleeding to end the match. I don't
understand. The ref hasn't seen it yet.
What?
The ref has to see the blood, so they call, ring the bell.
How has the ref not seen it? Just put your head up. He's right in front of you.
Oh, God, he's covered in gasoline. He can't see. The referee can't see because Undertaker poured gasoline all over him.
Why would there just be gasoline?
Because Kane said if he lost, he'd set himself on fire. Steel chair to the head of Kane from Steve Austin. Good God almighty. And the referee
has
now...
Mankind all of a sudden disappeared as well?
The referee has seen the blood on Austin's forehead.
Ugh. Crikey, he looks terrible. He looks like Kane.
He does look like Kane. Hold on. Oh my God, Kane, despite being laid out with a steel chair from Steve Austin, just won the WWF Championship.
Why are they playing this music?
That's Kane's music.
Get that blood to make him feel sick.
God.
So
what happened there was Mankind came out to help Kane.
Look at Vince's smug little face.
Undertaker came out to help Austin, swung for Mankind. Mankind ducked. He hit Steve Austin in the head with a steel chair. Who then bled.
So you're telling me that the Undertaker ruined the whole thing?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
He should have just stayed. No one wanted him there.
That was...
Mind your own beeswax.
Yeah, but come on, that was Coronation Street drama, that. You loved it.
I didn't love it.
It was good, though. It whistled by like a steam train.
Yeah, it was nice and short. That was a positive.
Oh, Kane's candy cane is the highlight for me.
I'm annoyed that he ruined it for Steve Austin.
If you haven't seen that match in a long time, you listening, I recommend going back to see it.
Well,
that was
the point now. You've just told him exactly what happened.
Yeah, but it's worth seeing everything that you described, like the curly whirly and everything else.
Like, it wasn't a curly whirly, it was a candy cane. But yeah, if you want to go have a look at this.
Not just that. It was just a shocking, brilliant match. Now, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could rate and review us. Just click 5 stars. Then click the old...
Only 5.
Only 5, please. Then click the old write a review. When you leave that review, tell us your first name and your profession, and we'll give you your very own wrestling name. All right, Marky.
And it's fine if you want to say on the review you want Bobby to give you a wrestling name, because Ian's tend to not be very good.
Mine are better than yours.
If you want to keep him out of the creative decision, then just put it on the put it in your review, and we'll listen to you.
Whatever. Marky C69 has headlined his review with "Cracks me up. I go for a run and I listen to your podcast. I'm trying to catch up on the episodes, and laughing takes my mind off hating running."
Oh, that's good.
"Bobby is a legend."
Thank you.
"And as a fellow Midlander, we have to stick together."
Oi.
"Coventry, cough, cough, cough. I was a massive wrestling fan in the 80s and 90s and met The Undertaker..."
Wow.
"Ric Flair. My wife would be as confused as Bobby is, most of the time."
So, can you confirm, does The Undertaker's breath really smell?
I'm sure it doesn't.
Please let me know.
What should we call Marky?
Do we know what he does?
We just know that he hates running.
He hates running.
Marky, Marathon
and
Marky.
He's a Midlander.
The Midland Marathon Marky.
Midland Marathon Marky. Yeah, it doesn't sound very wrestly though, does it?
The Marathon Man.
Yeah, that's good.
Just
the Marathon
Man.
Just the Marathon
Man.
Well, Marathon, I think.
Next one. This one's titled "Funniest Thing Ever."
Is it a bit self-indulgent when we read these out?
No, I'm just reading what it says. I'm just reading what it says.
Okay. He says, absolutely brilliant. Actual lol on every episode so far.
Definitely just say it. Laugh out loud. I actually laugh out loud.
Everyone knows what lol means.
All right, go on, carry on.
Definitely not just for wrestling fans either, as you two are brilliant together. From Russell Bailey. Thank you, Russell. Russell is a quantity surveyor, and I've got to be honest, I feel like we've had a quantity surveyor on here before. I've got no idea what they do.
So I know it's a good job.
Yeah, me too, but I actually don't know. I think they need to train for a really long time to be a quantity surveyor.
Let me Google it.
Quick Google. Quantity surveyor is a construction industry professional with everyone on construction costs and contracts. I still don't really know what it means. Something to do with buildings. Why don't we call them like skyscraper?
Yeah, I like that.
That's like a building. I'm hoping that it's kind of related to what
you
do. I
hope he's like 6 foot something.
Yeah, or it could be ironic. He could be really short.
The skyscraper.
Yeah.
Russell Bailey.
Nice.
All right. Keep your reviews coming in and we will be back next Tuesday. But in the meantime, why not try one of the other podcasts on the Secret Recordings Network? Which one would you recommend, Bobby?
What about the Secret World of Slimming Clubs?
Yes.
That's a good one. If you're a dieter.
There's no shame in again.
Give it a listen.
All right, so Bobby still doesn't love wrestling, which is why we'll be back next week with another episode of
I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling.
Brother!